What's up, guys? Andrew from the Gotham Gazette and NerdThat.com here, and we are back, episode 4, technically, because this is a continuation of the Rebel Base, but not anymore. I'm here with John Simon once again, guys. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Andrew?
I'm doing pretty good as well.
Excellent!
Bodacious!
Were you hoping I was going to say that?
Bogus.
Simon just had to ruin it.
You just had to ruin his life, didn't you?
I guess this is the part where I go.
I wanna be all
okay, so we're gonna open it up by talking about the Smash ballot. You're the first. Get over here.
Okay, nerd.
So we're gonna open this up by talking about the Smash ballot and all the new Nintendo news. Well, I refill my drink. Be right back.
I gotta say, I'm disappointed about Gilbin's appearance in Smash Bros.
By Gilbin, he means Corrin.
I refuse to say his name properly because I'm so disappointed with Gilbin. I'm gonna buy an amiibo when it comes out just to name it Gilbin. I'm not even gonna train it.
Like, give it, like, all negative stats.
It will. I'm gonna force it to fight in every amiibo tournament until it breaks. And I can just mourn Gilbin's death.
Well, not exactly mourn Gilbin's death. Well, anyway, there was also Bayonetta.
Bayonetta's okay, I guess. Yeah. It's just Gilbin grinds my gears.
Bayonetta looks pretty OP. Bayonetta's the new Meta Knight. Meme it now.
Bayonetta Knight.
Yeah. You fool. Exactly. Well,
we should have had King K. Rool and Banjo-Kazooie, you swine!
Well, there is a logical explanation.
Is there?
Yes. You see, they were all humans, and human characters would be easier to create than cartoony characters, because they already have the designs for human characters, instead of making a completely new design.
You stupid anime-looking scrubs.
Andrew's, goblin is lurking in the shadows once again.
Don't say that! That's weird!
But it's not weird, it's true.
So, John, what are your thoughts?
You guys talk about that 1980s something movie Teen Wolf with Michael J. Fox?
Oh, you know I am. That's my all-time favorite.
I can't do the old-timey voice.
It's that great movie about a basketball star turned werewolf that they made into a weird TV show that people fangirl over. It makes me sick.
To the stomach. Michael J. Fox. How you doing, pal? You know I'm good? I don't know why to turn to.
You have to do an interview with Arnold.
No.
Arnold. That's all he's gonna say.
Silence.
That's all he's gonna say.
So, where were we on the Smash Ball exactly?
Gilbin.
And, Bayonetta.
I refuse to call him by his real name, so I'll just say Gilbin.
Him slash her.
Where's my phone? Here it is.
Oh, so basically Robin.
Yeah. But with a Robin has a sword, too. With a fire sword.
I'm just mad King K. Rool's not in it.
Me, too. That's what I was talking about, see?
Or Snake!
Snake.
Snake is...
Snake!
Snake!
Dude, Snake isn't Smash Bros. Remember Lucas? He does the Snake thing.
Oh.
He's there.
I want Solid Snake, though.
Alright. Well, that Snake is put in its solid form.
No, guys! I'm really mad that, Crom wasn't in it, and that Wolf wasn't in it either.
I just can't get over how mad I am that Goku's not in Smash!
Goku is
should have won!
Goku could totally beat Superman in a fight, so why wouldn't you put him in this game?
Have you guys seen
Freddy Fazbear for Smash, you guys?
Have you guys seen the Deadpool versus Boba Fett epic rap battle?
No, that sounds pretty weird.
No.
It's pretty amazing.
Andrew,
but
what are you doing?
Nothing.
Are you sure?
I am sure.
Positive?
Sure. I'm just checking stuff. I don't know what you're talking about, guys.
Okay.
I found a death metal band where the lead singer does an impersonation of Arnold Schwarzenegger, and all their songs are about his movies.
I don't know how I got from Bayonetta to Arnold Schwarzenegger death metal band.
My all time favorite is Get to the Chopper.
What's it like?
Get to the chopper! Get to the chopper! It's the only way out of here! Get to the chopper! Get to the chopper! They're not supposed to be taken seriously.
That sounds absolutely horrible.
I can play it right now. I own it.
No.
I own it.
I am good.
Never.
So yeah, I said I'm okay. So they added in. My promise, which Black Heart Comedy had a good topic on this. Might be just me, but I don't want, like, too many Fire Emblem characters, and I...
Me neither. Even though it's too late for that.
It's because Sakurai is actually a huge fan of Fire Emblem.
I know, and they're just... It's losing its cartoonish feel. I mean, still the majority is cartoonish characters, but still, they're losing... They're getting a lot of, like, real-life, like, model characters. Oh, I mean,
great. It's great. Now I'm just imagining Kirby as an actual, like...
No, that sounds like a fan fiction.
Have you ever seen the Mario Warfare series?
No. Whoa!
Oh, we should watch it. It's good. It's like a real-life spin on Mario, and Kirby's this fat Asian guy. Well, that's not fat. It's like an Asian, like, ninja or something.
Have you guys ever seen the, Someone made this Animal Crossing picture where everybody is, like, super ripped. It's like Tom Nook is walking around with, like, a Speedo on. He has, like, huge muscles. God. It's horrifying, and I'm afraid to go back on social media now.
I saw that, too. I regret it.
I regret it. I didn't see him.
Okay.
What about that picture with the guy wearing the Magikarp mask? He, like, huge muscles. Like, someone made that picture with the caption saying, "This is why God doesn't talk to us."
Overall, I'm okay with the Smash Bros. I like how you can dress up as, like, Geno and, like, Tails and Knuckles. And
Geno.
I wish that Tails and Knuckles were actual characters, though.
I don't care.
I'd be more okay with Knuckles.
So far,
I would take Geno over them.
Yeah, but,
I forgot I had a Cleveland Brown and a Mare Adam West action figure. I just looked up and noticed that on my shelf.
But anyway, the only, actual fighting game that's, Tails and Knuckles were in was a really bad Sonic fighting game.
When did this come out?
I don't know.
Was it worse than the Dragon Ball fighting game?
I think it was, like, around the same. I think it came out on the
Dreamcast. Was it worse than Shaq Fu? It's a real game.
I know it is.
I kid you not, John. Shaq Fu, look it up.
I know it's a real game.
Okay, any other news for, like, Nintendo wise? I'm trying to think.
Well, there is one other thing. Minecraft for Wii U.
Have you played it? Is it good?
I have it. It's good in my eyes, but it is it's has the
map size. Flaws. It's good with a lot of flaws. You trying to say? It's good, not great.
Well, I mean,
no, I'm in the chair. Did you fart, actually?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Well, there isn't inventory management on GamePad, which a lot of people were looking forward to. The map size is the same as Xbox 360, even though the Wii U could handle a bit more than the Xbox 360. It's basically a port of the Xbox 360 PlayStation 3 edition. Which does make me a bit upset, and
so we got better graphics than both of them.
Yeah, like it's not as much as
Xbox One or PS.
Yeah,
or...
but like it's just a subtle difference.
Maybe the picture I saw, and it was Xbox One and PS4, and it was two dogs fighting each other, and the third dog with a Senna desk. Look at the clouds, and it said
it's a
Wii U on it. Yeah.
But anyway. Also, there was a new patent released for the Nintendo NX, where apparently you connect the something to your console, and it makes the graphics better, so it could actually compete with the PlayStation 4, Xbox One.
That seems pretty cheap to add into the console already.
No, because it will be the controller.
Oh, okay.
People are saying that it'll be the controller, and it'll be portable.
But... We really don't know until we actually see the actual system.
Then again, it is a patent, and usually patents aren't what they seem. So,
patents, more than meets the eye. Patents, papers in the skies. The evil copywriters try to steal the patent to copyright themselves. Something, something. Yeah. Patents. Super, super fun government forms.
Yeah. Okay.
That's pretty stupid. Not gonna lie. I watched a little bit of Nintendo Direct. What else was there, exactly? Pretty basic stuff.
Did the hype train crash?
Yes. Doesn't he claim this, I'll not go with the names.
Sakurai
claim that, this is the last Super Smash Bros. DLC?
Yes.
No!
No, I don't believe that.
I refuse to believe it.
No, it's going to be the last one that he works on. I believe he's going on a vacation because he worked really hard on the game.
That means King K. Rool's a possibility.
So
Reggie will take care of us.
Yeah,
Reggie will guide us.
Reggie will guide us through these dark times.
Yeah,
of Gilbin. stupid Gilbin.
Yeah, like also, you mentioned the Black Nerd Comedy video. He said that there should be a Fire Emblem fighting game called Fighter Emblem.
Like, they try to get Snake, that's I humor. Feel like. Yeah, like he was saying. Okay, we're going to take that's all the 10 news right now. 10 minutes worth, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But we are going to take a break and react to this quick video. Okay, we are giving our opinions right now on...
We're back from that 1 second break.
On Deadpool vs. Boba Fett, Epic Rap Battle History. What do you guys think?
Boba Fett won.
Boba Fett. You know, I think that Deadpool did do a lot of good stuff. And it was very accurate how when the comic panel, he was talking to himself, and then he was like... And like the Matthias, he's like dancing like Showtime with like Mary Poppins and went to Elvis. Very entertaining.
Though Deadpool did say Boba Fett was overrated.
Deadpool's overrated.
Yeah, I know. Overrated.
I really enjoy the character of Deadpool, but I don't love him like everybody else.
I like the character. I don't like the fandom.
That's true. I do really love the character, though.
It started off as like small fan base. Now just a
I really do love the character, though. I mean, I was like, he's pretty good. And then I was like, thinking about the time he made it to be like 3,000 pancakes because he had time. And then the Deadpool trailer where he's like flipping over. The character is pretty good. It's pretty good.
I mean, I personally liked it better in the 90s when he wasn't completely stupid. He just made like a few jokes here and there. In the 90s, he was actually serious.
He's not stupid. He's crazy.
But in the 90s, he was actually serious. Like, he had a certain time for beating people up, and he had a certain time for making jokes. Now it's just like, he's gonna have a weird misadventure that looks like it's on drugs.
Like Deadpool vs. Carnage, it's kind of weird. I mean, it's good, but it's good weird. So, same with Deadpool vs. Hawkeye.
In that time where he had to, where he was like fighting Dracula or something. It was like a 4-part miniseries.
Didn't he marry Dracula's daughter or some of that? Or vampire?
Or like Dracula's ex-girlfriend or something. They made a 4-part miniseries where he had to fight Dracula. He actually killed his wife or something, I think.
Very nice. Okay, let's move on to the section of the show we call it Trailer Park.
Sure, why not?
I meant we talk trailers.
Oh, okay.
Have you guys seen Trailer for Independence Day Resurgence?
Yes, you showed it to us.
Yeah, you did.
I did?
Yeah, you did.
You did. You said it like,
when was this?
Last time you had to watched that video of Jinx Reload.
Yeah, I read that. Okay, so, have you ever seen Independence Day?
Yeah, you showed me it.
No, Independence Day, the movie.
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, you're not going to talk much about this trailer.
No, I haven't seen it either. I know. Makes me sad, too. I'm being serious here.
You've seen The Fly?
Yes, I've seen The Fly. Of course, I've seen The Fly.
Couldn't you see Jeff Goldblum some more? Okay.
My parents aren't nerds, so they don't let me see this kind of stuff.
Well, one thing, I really enjoyed the trailer. I thought about it a little more. I mean, it gets points at all. Just having Jeff Goldblum. I didn't see Mordecai, but I watched that short like twice to see more Jeff Goldblum for that 3 seconds he's in it.
They should have put, for the X-Men Apocalypse trailer, it needed
more. We're moving to that next.
All right.
Schwerner. You aren't speaking English, John Goff, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so, it's kind of interesting. I think it's a really cool idea that, like, if you have movies that, like, fight aliens and they defeat them, like, they just leave the spaceships there. They're actually using these spaceships as to benefit America. Not America, but the whole world. It's just a really kind of interesting idea that we've never really seen before, that actually taking the spaceships and the alien technology and using it to benefit. Are you raising your hand to talk, or are you...
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't need to raise your hand.
And hard to say, though, I saw that Jeff Gold... Not Jeff Gold. And you see a quick little news shot, and it's Will Smith's character. As he dies in a test for the alien spacecraft. Kind of just saying. And Bill Pullman, man, he is rocking that beard.
Was that a joke about the Rocketeer?
No, he's a great beard in the trailer.
Oh, okay. It should have been a joke about the Rocketeer, because he played the Rocketeer.
Denton. He was Denton and Newsies.
Broken to Trenton. I still have that whole song memorized.
It's drilled in Simon's mind. I can't get down.
Do you want to sing it for us right now?
Yes.
I sang it for my play audition.
Thompson. Thompson. I mean, Thompson.
Stop calling
Thompson.
Me Thompson.
Thompson. Thompson.
Stick it.
Thompson.
A pair of new shoes with matching laces. A permanent box at the sheep shed races.
Louder!
A porcelain tub with boiling water. A
Saturday night with the mayor's daughter.
Look at me.
I'm the king of New York. That's all you're gonna get. Buy our CD, Three Men and a Newsies album. I don't know why I did that voice. Three men singing Newsies.
Three men singing Newsies.
Not three men. Three teenage boys singing Newsies. On iTunes now.
Buy our CD.
It'd be weird if she made that.
We're in poverty.
And go on iTunes, actually, like, three, like, 65-year-old men just singing Newsies. Santa Fe.
Santa Fe.
Like, there's, like, extremely old men singing Newsies. No, dude, old men reenacting Newsies.
Hey, I'm Mr. Snyder. Can I get you anything else, Mr. Snyder?
Hiya, Mr. Snyder.
That was a whole, like, 2 minutes of just talking about Newsies.
Can I get you anything else, Mr. Snyder?
What about Independence Day and Phil Pullman?
We need a Newsies reboot. Starring Phil Pullman as himself. He's just Bill Pullman set in the 20s. He doesn't even know how he got there. He just is.
He's a time traveler. Wait, was Bill Pullman a Buckaroo Manti? No, he was not. That was Christopher Lloyd I'm talking about.
Starring, No, except it's, like, horribly miscasted, so it's, like, The Rock playing Les. Danny DeVito playing Kid Blank.
Who'd be Jack? Sam Jackson.
Samuel L. Jackson.
And Denshin would be, Michael Caine. No.
Wait, who'd be Crutchy?
Michael Caine.
No, Crutchy would be Michael Keaton.
I guess that...
Mr. Snyder would be Adam West. They're just, like, constantly making Batman jokes at each other.
Wait, what if everyone knew was if someone's played Batman or
Superman? Can I get you anything else? Batman? I was a better Batman than you were, Crutchy. They all do, like, hard
Hey there, Crutchy. It's me, Adam West. I cannot do Adam West as well, but are you ready to go ruffle up some newsies?
Kevin Conroy plays Jack Kelly.
They'd be like, Joker, or Heath Ledger Joker is,
He's
Crutchy.
Dead.
Let's put a smile on their faces.
Do you want to know how I got this crutch?
Not really crutchy, but let's go rough up some newsies.
This whole thing is so stupid.
And I'm about to make it even stupider. Bill and Ted 3.
We talk about trailers, John. Don't hit him.
I can hit whoever I want.
Get in your corner, John.
Just leave right now. We're done. It's funny how John now has a designated corner for the podcast that he cries in.
But overall, I do really enjoy Independence Day 2 trailer. I love the line, well, the ship's definitely bigger. The last time, whatever. I think it looks good. Looks promising. They have the second-rate Hemsworth brother, Liam Hemsworth.
the junior Thor. Loki. Liam Hemsworth is Loki, confirmed. Because Chris Hemsworth is Thor. And Liam Hemsworth the other brother that no one likes. It's confirmed.
Since you can't see this, John's just sitting in the corner staring with his hood on.
He's crying. He's crying his life away.
You may come back now.
He's slowly crawling. No, he's going in. He's going full sprint now. He's here. He's arrived.
He's on full sprint in a room.
Yeah.
They don't know. This could be a really big room to them.
Yeah, we could be doing this in the back alley in New York.
Maybe it's a high-class studio in Los Angeles or my bedroom.
You will never know. Or it could be a dingy alleyway in New York where you just have all this equipment set up and no one questions it.
Suddenly, I'm respectable, stand right at you, lousy with stature. Okay.
That was foolish.
Let's know the next trailer.
Apocalypse. No. It's gotta... Is that Venom mug?
It's a long time.
Good golly.
Hear
him.
We talked Civil War, right?
We did
talk Civil War in the last episode.
Team Black Panther. No. It's been confirmed.
We did talk Civil War in the last episode.
Last time I was just joking, but apparently I can actually be on Team Black Panther.
We did put Civil War, I remember talking about
it. Wait, but I don't think the trailer came out.
It did.
Did?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we were all excited about it.
Oh, yeah, I do remember.
We got Batman vs. Superman X-Men Apocalypse and Ninja Turtles 2.
For Batman v Superman, what's your opinion on Doomsday?
The CGI is bad, but it could be promising, because maybe that's like the lower class. And as Doomsday fights, he evolves.
By the end of the movie, he needs a beard. Like the white hair that has.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like Abomination.
Meets a cave troll.
I thought it was Michelangelo.
Abomination meets Michelangelo and meets Cave Troll from Lord of the Rings.
Meets the Goombas from Super Mario Bros. The movie.
Also meets
Killer Croc.
Shrek.
I want to comment on that.
Sure, why not?
I will say this, though. I was excited about Batman vs. Superman. Like, my top five films are, well, Star Wars is off the list now, which we're getting reviews that later.
Yeah.
It was Star Wars, The Hateful Eight, Hail Caesar by the Coen Brothers, The Jungle Book, and then Suicide Squad.
Sorry.
I forgot Suicide Squad was happening.
And then it was probably X-Men Apocalypse, and then Civil War, and then Batman vs. Superman. But then the trailer, the other trailer boosted it up to, like, number 6, and just after Suicide Squad. And then this new trailer, I was into it, and then I was like, nah.
I mean,
the tone was out of place. It was, like, really serious. And then the music in the beginning felt like it was, like, some quirky romance tale of, like, Batman and Superman meeting each other. And I like Jessica Andrews like Luther, but then it was kind of like, boys! Bruce Wayne meets Clark Kent. Oh, my God. I love meeting two together. It seems a bit too whimsical.
You got a strong grip there. I wouldn't want to fight this guy.
But even Cho is like psychox a two-syllable word, or that
three
show
syllables.
Three-syllable word. Sorry, that shows like my brain's bigger here or something like that. It was really that. I really like
that. That your small brain doesn't have.
Yeah, that's great. And then the thing like boys, it scared me. I was watching it at like 6 a.m. like boys. I was like, whoa, take that level there. Less.
Okay, wait. There is a trailer that technically counts. It's the new
Super Mario Bros. 2.
No, it's Assassin's Creed Syndicate. The Assassin's Creed Syndicate Jack the Ripper DLC trailer.
That looks good.
Is it good trailer?
It is.
Do you play as Jack the Ripper?
No, you play as
You
play as Evie Fry, and then everyone's saying that Jack the Ripper is Jacob Fry. So
you don't play as Jack the Ripper.
No, you have to hunt him down.
That's kind of stupid. I want to play Jack the
Ripper. I want to play as Jack the Ripper, except, like, with all the, like, assassin parkour skills.
Yeah.
Jack the Ripper, because I have, like, a zipline. He's, like, zipline down on his victims.
It still looks good.
That'd be cool with a zipline. It's a medieval zipline. And that would work to, like, fall sometimes.
He's taking his killing to the next level. He has
parkour murder.
He has, like, the Unity, like, blade on his arm. He, like, ziplines at him, shoots it at him.
Hardcore. Parkour.
He
screamed. It's, like, 12, it's, like, 1 in the morning, and when people walk in the street, hardcore parkour! And then they're getting stabbed. He's, like, bum, 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 break dance the street, and he gets shot down.
He, like, ziplines, they're, like, long live parkour. Like, he drops on someone, like, breaks their neck and falls on them.
And it's, like, stop right there, criminal scum! And he like flips on a lamppost.
He backflips away.
He's like swinging like
you can't stop parkour.
And he's swinging like in the all Lego games, and like the pole, and he'll swing up and down. Yeah. And he flips in the night, like, and it's like, starts crying. He's like, that man's amazing.
We'll never be able to catch him at this rate.
Oh wait, it's like Charlie's Supreme Court case.
Did he deserve to die for his sins?
No, he did not.
There's, like, smooth jazz in the background. The band section is, like, playing saxophones. And the justices have to, like, Wyatt's ear.
And then Wyatt's just sitting in the corner doing
stand-up. Wyatt's, like, sitting there looking defeated.
Hardcore parkour!
The funniest thing we've ever said.
Mm-hmm.
Hardcore parkour! He, like, drops down in front of a bunch of... like a crowded street killing people.
And he break dance and he kills people. He's like doing like flips and like just like kind of builds knees.
He's got like those tactical boots on. So it's like whenever he breaks dance, he clicks his heels together like knives shoot out of his feet.
That would be really cool. So, trailer for Ninja Turtles 2. You guys both all seen it?
Yes. I still can't believe that Seamus is playing Rocksteady. I mean, when I saw the Wanted poster of him, it looked like a bad Photoshop edit that wasn't supposed to be taken seriously. But
I mean,
apparently it is.
It did, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't Roxy supposed to be Russian?
Yes, he is. And now he's Irish.
Okay, because I'm a bigger Ninja Turtles fan, not the most. But I'm for Bebop. I'm more Bebop guy. I love... Oh, I forget his name right now.
Bebop?
No, not Bebop.
Beboop. What is his name? Beboop?
Beboop and Rocksteady.
Beboop
and Rocksteady.
Beboop and Rockstar.
Okay, you guys can keep your opinion on the trailer. I need to look something up right now.
What's with... it seems like there's too many enemies they have to fight. Shredder, Bebop, Rocksteady, Baxter Stockman. Those weird alien things that might be the Krang, the robot ships. What's with the portal? Did they address that at all in the first movie?
I feel like there's probably are the Krang. I would agree with that, probably.
It better be the Krang. They're cool. I like them. They're probably my favorites.
I should do Mr. Sunday Movies, right? The Australian guy?
Mystery Sunday Movies?
Mr. Sunday Movies.
Oh.
He's really great, but he was like, what are those things? The Krang? Come on. Hashtag bring on the Krang. Bring on the Krang. Like, D-A.
Speaking of movies, you know what you guys need to watch? What? There's this old TV show from the 90s called Mystery Science Theater.
Oh, yeah, Mystery Science Theater.
You've watched it before?
And they're bringing it back, right?
Yeah.
With Patton Oswalt and I forgot the girl's name.
Yeah, John, basically what it is, it's like, basically what we did during Halloween 3. So, like, three guys who sit in a movie theater watching bad movies.
Gary Anthony Williams from Malcolm in the Middle. He's Bebop. I love that guy.
Mm. And also, and recently they got a Kickstarter project to bring Mystery Science Theater back with new episodes.
And it's back. It was just successful.
Yeah, I saw Joel Hodgson at Comic-Con. He's a pretty cool guy.
Who's that?
He plays the main guy,
oh,
Joel.
Right.
His name is actually Joel.
Wow, that's a real good fact. Stop hitting each other.
No.
Round one, fight.
Okay.
Try again.
Oh, I was gonna do that. There's only one other thing to do.
Falcon punch.
Summon. No. Okay.
Falcon kick. Okay.
You want to be that way, Jones?
Station. We're tired.
Screw you. Grilled cheese.
Come on, get to your station. Cheese.
No.
It's time.
Shut it.
It's time.
Season's greetings, you sicko.
It's hot. Wait, hold on.
Stop trying to take my glasses, you weirdo!
No, trust me, it's gonna be fine.
No! You can't do your Tom Scott impression here.
Okay, fine. But it's time to kill the Canadian.
Are we even doing anything anymore? Are we just rambling?
Yeah, we are. That's been like 5 minutes.
So, how about that,
Do you guys want pizza, or do you guys want something else?
Oh, I love pizza.
I love a pepperoni pizza.
I love pizza any day of the week. It's like, pizza. It's like a Ninja Turtle. I'm like a Ninja Turtle, except my problem's starting to spiral out of control.
No, their problem is... their problem is way worse than yours.
I know.
Pizza, I cannot remember the girl's name from Mystery Science Theater. Felicia Day.
Yeah, I mean, pizza, like, destroyed these guys' lives.
Yeah.
Apparently, if you donated, like, $200,000 or something to their Mystery Science Theater Kickstarter, you could get the original puppet from the original series of the robot.
That's actually pretty cool.
I wanted it. It was amazing.
It's time to kill the Canadian.
Simon, you realize there are probably Canadian listeners out there.
There probably is not. You probably have, like, one listener. Oh. Hey there, you get a shout out.
Wait.
John.
Shout out to my grandma.
My grandma. Yeah, his grandma.
Our fan base is growing by the day.
My grandma doesn't watch this.
John's grandma doesn't even bother.
Should I go back in the corner now?
Yeah, no. Leave.
Okay.
On popular opinion, I don't like pizza that much, so you guys can have the it.
I'm falling.
Really?
No.
What? Ask that. I'm so fake.
John's just singing about being all by himself.
Okay, yeah, but I feel like for every great shot in the trailer, like, the humor actually worked in the Turtles 2 trailer.
Yeah, like,
the
CGI
is
bringing back the mohawk.
The turtles look better.
So, wait a minute. You know what I understand? I don't understand the end scene of the trailer where a tank appears out of the
That's
water.
That's so great!
Why do they have a tank and why is it in the water?
Wouldn't
they just sink and die? I mean, that tank's got to weigh like 1,000 pounds.
I think it's a waterfall, I think. No. I think they're falling
John
like a waterfall.
Get down. Stay down, you scrub. Yeah.
What is happening?
John just charged me and I took him down like a punk.
No, I think they're going for sort of the seriousness of the first one. Kind of like, I didn't like the first one. I give it like a 5 out of 10 probably.
I didn't even see it. I didn't bother seeing it. It looked weird. They looked like Godzillas. They looked like tiny. No,
but the CGI looks better than this one. The humor is working. I like Stephen Amell, Casey Jones. April O'Neil, I mean, Megan Fox in like 3 shots in the show. Will Arnett's down to 1, and I love Will Arnett, but he's not working on this. Shredder looks good. The CGI looks a lot better. I said Turtles look better.
They look...
Bebop Rocks. I really like Bebop Rocks.
They look accurate.
Yeah, really comic accurate. I mean, I'm not going to comment on Tyler Perry, Madea as Baxter Stockman, but, you know...
I mean, I originally thought that when the first movie came out, based on their approach, I thought that Bebop and Rocksteady would be like 2 guys in mech suits.
Yeah,
kind of like the Rhino design from Amazing Spider-Man 2.
I'm so glad they aren't.
Yeah.
But, and then, for every great shot like that, there's this, I mean, that's a Will Arnett joke, and there's like one shot, I don't want to be in the movie, his joke did land. It's like, why is that every bad time? Yeah, how come every time something bad happens, you run to the Turtles? Why is it always the Turtles? It's kind of a good point.
Yeah.
And then for every great shot, they had to have the Megan Fox shot where she's taking off her clothes, or whatever.
I didn't understand the context of that.
She's trying to button her shirt. It didn't show anything, but still. I was like,
was that necessary?
It was not necessary. I feel like part of Michael Bay's contract somehow.
Michael Bay needs to do it, or else they'll like terminate his contract permanently. He'll never work with the Ninja Turtles again. Those re-edit every single movie without the explosions.
American Vikes.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it seems like this one's taken the plot of the Avengers, kind of, the portal, instead of taking the Amazing Spider-Man with the tower falling over and stuff like that.
Is there gonna be a scene where they're all, like, backed up against each other in a circle, like, spinning the camera around them?
Yeah, probably.
Turtles in MCU confirmed.
I'd like to tell you about the Avengers initiated. Cowabunga! No, never mind, I don't know why you're here. Next trailer.
No, wait, you know what I don't understand about Bebop and Rocksteady?
Yeah.
So, they got mutated into the animals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why do their jackets still fit them? Wouldn't they be like Hulk? Like, wouldn't their jackets be all ripped and stuff? Like, they fit perfectly in the trailer. They just, like, go out and buy, like, perfectly sized jeans in case they become mutants.
Maybe.
Just in case. You always gotta prepare.
I was walking the street, I turned into a fish the other day, and I had a close little fit me, so...
It's like they get into, like, a freak accident where they grow, like, twice their size.
Yeah, I guess so. Why not?
What is it?
What's the heat? Oh, Johnny Knoxville, still Leonardo. Interesting. I thought he was switched.
Johnny Deppville?
Johnny Knoxville. Interesting. So they're all doing the motion capture besides Johnny Knoxville, who's just doing the voice.
For who?
For Leonardo.
Oh, the... Turtle.
Yeah. Johnny Knoxville does not do anything else. It's not cool, that. But, I think it looks promising. It's probably not being terrible again, but, you know, it has promise right now. It has promise indeed.
Mm-hmm. I like Bebop and Rocksteady.
They're my favorite. Bebop's my favorite villain. Then probably Krang. I mean, I am a big fan of the new series. New series is really good. I like the addition of the Mighty Mutanimals, even though they were a team before, but now they're like a full team with Dr. Rockwell slash who else in the Pigeon Pete?
Excuse me.
Pigeon Pete. He's
Did he still have Leatherhead?
Is he there? Leatherhead's in there.
Yeah, I like him. He's my favorite from the new series.
The trash guy.
The trash guy. The trash man.
Oh, Mondo Gecko and, like, something mutant or something.
Wait, what happened?
He's made out of trash, though.
I only saw, like, the beginning of the series. What happened to knock off Bebop and Rocksteady? Like, the huge dog and the huge
Razar
fish?
And Fishface?
Yes. What happened to them?
They're still around. They're actually pretty good villains. One's voiced by Clancy Brown, I know that, which is Razar. He's, like, him and... It was
they were both like essentially Bebop and Rocksteady, like the two criminals who wore like jackets with spikes on them. Then they got mutated by someone's mutated by someone's evil plan.
And his tiger claw too is actually pretty cool. I like tiger claw a lot. He's voiced by I'm blanking on names today, but
the guys are really good voice actors. I need to look this up now and play Bother Me. Okay, so we're talking about the X-Men Apocalypse. Oh, wait. We need to finish on Batman vs. Superman. John, do you have any reactions to that? Yeah, I think it's a decent trailer. It got me a little less excited for it, actually.
Yeah. But I keep calling it the Terminator Genisys trailer part 2.
But I'm still excited for it. It still looks pretty good. I'm still going to method it out. Then we got the X-Men Apocalypse trailer, last trailer day. What do you guys think of it? You guys can start
off. Not enough Nightcrawler. We need more.
I thought it was good.
He's like the star of the show.
I thought it was good. Really good. Not quite great. Like, I feel like, I think Apocalypse looks a lot better.
Yeah, because didn't they change it after, like, everybody hated on his look?
Yeah,
He did look like Ivan Ooze from the old Power Rangers show.
It was nice seeing the old characters like the Beast and Havoc back and Mr. X and stuff like that.
I forget, was Hugh Jackman in that? I didn't see him.
No, he's not.
Is he in the movie? Is he in the movie?
I mean... Ah! My foot was just stepped on.
They just gave like a shocking realization, like, I know it!
But, I mean... Beast, as people know, is my favorite... X-Men character.
The listeners at home didn't know that.
Yeah, that's true. Eric Bell's, I know that guy. He's voiced Marvin the Martian. He's a really good voice actor. But, voiced Tiger Claw. But, my fair parts of the trailer are seeing Quicksilver.
Yeah.
And just the narration. Quicksilver's so great in these movies. He's so great. He's so fun. Entertaining.
I hope
Age
they don't,
of Ultron.
I hope they don't. I hope they don't get any ideas from Age of Ultron and kill him off.
That would suck. That would definitely suck.
But they make references like, you didn't see that coming, and he just gets killed.
I mean, I really hope he's not going to get killed off, but that's about the trailer roundup. Now let's get into the meat of the show.
Wait, first.
Star Wars The Force Awakens!
Firstly, wait, I wanted to rant on something first.
Too late.
You wouldn't have let me.
Because I already screamed Star Wars The Force Awakens. You can't just ignore that now.
So wait, will this reveal...
Need Nub and Admiral Akbar are back! Han is dead! Oh, shit.
Screw you, mate! They didn't know that! You fool! You absolute fool!
Spoilers, I own.
What if people didn't know that Han Solo died? Well, now they do, because you said it and I said it. John, say that Han Solo's dead. Say it.
Han Solo's dead.
Yeah, see?
Okay.
Darn straight.
I yelled, oh, shoot, yep. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, you guys should have seen it by now. You would have all seen it by now, I hope.
This
unless you're like those scrubs who need to wait.
It's probably won't air until Sunday, so, or Saturday. Probably today, Saturday.
Mm-hmm. My favorite character in the trailer, in the
I
movie.
Swear, if you say
Porkins Jr.
It's not Porkins Jr., it's me.
No, it looked exactly like him.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did. When he had the X-Wing helmet on, it looked just like him.
Yes, it did.
He was called Porkins, he was going to be a pig person. That's mean.
I mean, it's less likely for a pig to die of pancreatic cancer. whenever people try and bring up that, I'll agree that this new one was kind of like, Episode 4, there were a lot of similarities, except there was a difference, now that Han Solo lived through the whole thing in Episode 4.
Interesting.
They have
the Captain America Civil War Lego set. You got Giant Man, look.
Black Panther better be in it!
No, Simon, he's not.
Fine.
I don't think he is.
No!
No, he's in, I see him. Nice. There's no Vision or Hawkeye, though.
Oh. Rip. Rip Vision. He's probably gonna die.
Vision. But I do really... You hear that Star Wars Force Awakens will be... we screen in space.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Well,
I don't know why I follow John Cena on Instagram, but... The boat captain, I don't know.
Does he post interesting things?
I don't know. Like, just follow me the other day. It's kind of weird.
What? What is it?
I don't know. Okay. Well, back to Star Wars.
What was I going to say? I was about to say something hilarious.
Oh, my God. As people know, Lando Calrissian, Han Solo, and Chewbacca are my favorite Star Wars characters. And I watched Clara Jedi Council, so there was a theory Han was going to die.
Yeah.
And I just keep seeing foreshadowing of him and Leia and their theme. And then I almost cried in the theater when Han got stabbed by Ben Solo. Kylo Ren. On Captain Phasma was wasted.
So was Constable Zuvio. Hey, if they put him in their Black Series line, he was clearly important.
He wasn't. The cat that's like those Somalian death pirates or whatever in the line too, right? I'm pretty sure they do.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they do. So since they just want cool looking figures to sell.
Constable Zuvio was cool looking.
Exactly. That's why they put him in there. He's not important.
Also, do you guys see the Boba Fett Easter egg?
No, what?
Maz is watering hole. One of the flags had the Mandalorian sign.
Well, that's a Mandalorian Easter egg. It's not a...
Boba Fett is a Mandalorian.
That's not Easter egg directed towards him. It's an Easter egg to Mandalorians. I just can't get over Han's dead.
Don't watch Empire Strikes Back anytime soon. You'll cry.
A moment of silence for...
Han Solo? I can grant that.
Sorry.
Come on, John. This was a sacred thing.
I got a bad feeling about this. Woo! Little Han Solo.
What if they
never
did,
tell
like,
me
what,
the odds?
What if they did a parody of Scooby Doo with like I got a bad zoinks, I got a bad feeling about this, Chewie.
And then
Chewie do.
And then Shaggy's gonna stab with a lightsaber.
Hey, look! It's like that's not Kylo Ren at all. It's really Han Solo's son. You meddling Jedi.
My complaints would be just overall is I do think never mind.
Say, oh, shoot me.
We'll figure out later. I said, oh, shoot, man.
I'm not gonna shoot you later.
I said, oh, shoot, man.
Okay.
Over complaints, they wasted Captain Phasma and took a little bit from New Hope, too much from New Hope. And
come on, he literally put the secret plans into a droid. That was not a coincidence.
Some characters like General Hux, I would like to see a little more, like, just pushed aside.
I would like to see more Supreme Leader Snoke.
Yeah. Do you think it's Darth Plagueis still?
That would be interesting, seeing as how Darth Plagueis never made a movie appearance.
I would say, I'm going with no now. I still think it looked enough like Darth Plagueis.
I don't recall Darth Plagueis being that tall, was he?
No, I think that's just a hologram.
Ah. Oh, yeah, because he kept on shutting off.
Yeah. Overall, I think this episode would just be a little bit more short than usual. We know you to do your rant now. I want to keep this short. Go out and see Star Wars. Listen to our spoiler
What's
thing.
What's the point now? They know Han Solo is dead.
Well, they don't know the entire
plot. And Luke's not even there until the last 30 seconds.
Come on.
Like, minute. We said spoiler. You were talking about spoilers.
Also, Kylo Ren lives. You think he's going to die, then he doesn't.
Yep.
It was just like episode 4, like when Darth Vader's TIE fighter crashed. You're like, oh, well, he's probably dead, but then he wasn't.
Whoops, he did it again.
You saw his TIE fighter's like spiraling out of control. He's like, no.
There
like,
was a slight problem, though. I don't know if this is the wrong recording software or not, so you might have to track this file through like my desk. A bunch of folders somewhere. I'll find it somewhere.
Okay. Oh, am I doing my rant now?
Yeah.
Rant.
All right, now.
Listen up.
Picture this. It is a live-action CGI movie about basically Avengers team of Disney villains.
Is this what we're ranting to you? Oh, I know what he's ranting about.
Yeah.
That Disney Channel movie?
Yes, because it could have been good. It actually could have been good.
Why are you even watching that?
Because I wasn't really watching it as for waiting for something to download on my Wii U eShop, and then playing Smash Bros. Afterward, and also waiting for Tangle come on, because that's one of my favorite Disney movies. So, yeah.
So I mean, come on, you know what I don't understand? Can I cut into your rant for a sec?
Sure.
You know what I don't understand about this Descendants movie?
That's a name? Such a stupid name.
Why the heckle deckle do all you characters sing about being so evil. I mean, shut up. You work for Disney. You are not as corrupt as you like to think you are.
I mean,
you get paid. You get paid to lip sync on a radio channel.
Technically,
you are not evil.
Well, hey.
Technically, Kylo Ren and Kingpin work for Disney, so yeah, they are pretty evil.
No, but they're not 15-year-old girls who sing for Disney Channel original movies, are they?
No.
You guys are talking about on this topic, so I'm gonna sit back and enjoy.
Oh, and Kylo Ren can't, you racist.
Oh, wait, am I racist against the dark side of the Force?
Yeah, you are.
Well, anyway, there is one good quality. They rap to be our guests.
That's good?
Yeah, that's good.
Wait, they rap be our guest?
Yeah.
Kill me.
I will. I'll do it right now. I got you, buddy.
But it was catchy. I guess I'm going in my corner.
Back
again.
To your corner. Go sing that
no,
song to yourself.
No, keep ranting.
Go sing it to yourself.
Well, I mean, that's basically all I had to say. Is that it could have been a good movie.
I can give
it. But no, it was Disney Channel original.
I can give you an interesting question. I mean, after the horribleness that is Terminator Genesis, do you think there will ever be a Terminator 6?
No. Do you hear that Fantastic Four was pulled from the lineup? A Fox
yeah!
movie?
Yeah! Even though they released
excellent.
It on, even though they released it on Blu-ray and DVD.
Yeah, I don't. There's no one to buy that. I need to buy Ant-Man on Blu-ray. I forgot to.
Yeah,
I need to buy Ant-Man on DVD because I'm a DVD collector. I like that.
I'm a Blu-ray guy myself. What are you, John? Time to choose.
I am a
Civil War.
I am a video game, preferably Wii U collector.
He's Black Panther. Wouldn't that mean you're Iron Man because you're converting to the new ways? I'm Captain America because I like to forget that nothing new happened.
Conservative scum.
Yeah.
I work for freedom.
So
this is also really ironic.
The DVDs are low quality, our freedom.
This is also really ironic because I'm on Team Iron Man. I'm actually not. I'm on Team Black Panther. I want to be Black Panther, John.
Okay. Join me and together we will play Smash Brothers.
No, you're just going to spam
never.
That.
Never.
What? No, she's not even out yet.
Gilbin. Stupid Gilbin.
Gilbin.
Hey, at least Gilbin looks like a good character.
Which Gilbin?
Sorry, that was terrible.
Corin.
No, which Gilbin? The male Gilbin or the female Gilbin?
Both. They both look like original characters. I would be fine if it was just Ike, Robin, Roy, and Corin, a.k.a. Gilbin.
You had to have either Marge or Lucina, one of them. Then the other would just be a clone.
I'd say Marth.
Yeah.
So basically everyone now except for Lucina.
Rip.
Or Lucina could be an alt for Marth.
Just like Alf is an alt for Olimar.
Yeah.
I thought you meant the actual Alf from the TV
Alf.
Series at first.
Yeah, Alf is an alt for Captain Falcon, confirmed.
Oh, great. Now I can only hear Alf saying, show me your moves.
Show me your moves.
Show me your moves.
Yes. But yeah, I forgot what I was going to say.
What were you going to say?
I don't know.
What are your thoughts on the Smurfs 2, you guys?
I don't care. I don't care.
Well, here, I've got another interesting question for you. Wouldn't
well,
it be...
I mean, no, the Smurfs reboot with Demi Lovato as a Smurfette, Manny Patinkin from Homeland
they
as
mean the
a...
the new CGI?
Yeah, all CGI one. Manny Patinkin from
that.
Homeland as a Papa Smurf, and Rainn Wilson as Gargamel. His book's over there somewhere.
Yeah.
It's a really good book.
So here's an interesting question for you. Wouldn't it be hilarious if while they were filming the live-action Grinch movie, there was, like, an accident... And the Grinch costume got fused onto Jim Carrey. He couldn't take it off. So, whenever he made another movie, he would just be wearing the Grinch costume. That would be hilarious.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, it's a really dark movie.
And he just attends, like, every single award show as the Grinch.
I mean, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, it's really... deep, emotional movie would be so much worse if the Grinch was there.
He changes his name to the Grinch.
Well, Ace Ventura would be so much better.
No, but that came before, though.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Popper's penguins, that would be amazing. Like, we, children, we can't own all these penguins. But why, Mr. Grinch?
Oh, what are you talking about? If I think hard enough, I can do a Grinch voice.
No, he actually, like, moves into the mountains. And he has the same dog.
Well, that's pretty much gonna do it. This has been the Gotham Gazette. Now, we need to think of an end way to end the podcast. All Hail Cthulhu?
Yeah! No, it's not! You swine.
This has been the Gotham Gazette with Andrew, John, and Simon. All Hail Cthulhu! Have a good day.